The next item on tonight's program is an Arabic poem by Hanzala Mutala, and the translation will be rendered by Hamza Salaji, both from Maulana Muhammad Obislas.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rasulullah qudwatuna. Rasulullah qudwatuna. Rasulullah qudwatuna. Wa da'watuhu risalatuna. Bihi kanat sa'adatuna. Lahu wajabat mahabbatuna. Rasulullah qudwatuna. Laqad kamulat mazayahu wa rabbul arsh rabbahu. Fakullu ar-rusuli tardahu. Imaman inda masrahu. رسول الله قدوتنا إلى المعروف يدعونا وللإحسان يهدونا وبالقرآن يهدينا وبالأخلاق يحمينا رسول الله قدوتنا رسول الله قدوتنا رسول الله قدوتنا
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم is our leader. His invitation is our message. It is due to him that we are fortunate. Our love for him is necessary. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our leader. Surely the Rabb of the throne is his Rabb. All the Anbiya alayhi salam were pleased to have him as the Imam at Mi'raj. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our leader. He invites us to good. He leads us to the best. He guides us with the Quran and with good character he favors us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our leader. Jazakallah.
MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. As we can see on tonight's program that whatever items we have thus heard were all revolving around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Mubarak life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And again, as a reminder to each one of us that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak life, his sirat, should play a pivotal role in each of our lives. That it should not be that we just desert and abandon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rather, we should hold Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam extremely dear to our hearts. In fact, there should be no one greater that we have love for than for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Mubarak hadith has explained that la yu'minu ahadukum, that none of you can be a true believer, can be a true mu'min, hatta yakuna hawahu taba'an lima ji'tu bih, until all his desires will be in total conformity to the teachings that I have brought. So until and unless we emulate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entirely, until then we cannot consider and count or even call ourselves true believers and true Muslims or even true ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore an effort needs to be made of instilling the Mubarak sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every aspect of our lives, so that at least on the day of Qiyamah, when we will appear before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then as the poet says, that tere mahbube ki ya rab shabahat leke ayahu, that O Allah, I have just brought an outer resemblance of your beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Haqiqat usko tu kar de, me surat leke ayahu. O Allah, the reality of it, that only you can call, allow it to materialize. But I have made an effort to bring the outer of myself in conformity to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So whether it is our clothing, whether it is our behavior, our appearance, but let us try to instill the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every aspect of our lives.